The following lecture by Trigueirinho, Our Response to the Cosmos, Part 1, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in August 2006.
Hoje nós vamos começar ciclo de estudos.
Today we are going to begin a series of studies called Our Response to the Cosmos.
Nós vamos procurar ver este assunto de ponto de vista espiritual.
We are going to try to reflect on this topic from a spiritual point of view and how we can collaborate with those energies and with the entities that are the celestial bodies, the planets, the stars, how we can collaborate with them spiritually.
Nós consideramos o cosmos a veste da vida suprema.
We consider the cosmos to be the garment of supreme life.
Tangível que a gente
so there is a tangible cosmos which people see in space. And there is also an intangible cosmos, which is invisible and inner. We are going to look for ways to be receptive to and to open up to those inner contacts, and therefore to be ready for a new stage of our evolution.
Não tiver contato em algum nível,
if humans of the surface of the earth have no contact on a certain level with the hierarchies, with beings, or with entities of an evolution that is higher than theirs, or if they do not have an inner relationship with more advanced civilizations that are not on the surface, but which are to be found on superphysical levels, or if they do not have inner subjective contact with members of those more advanced civilizations, humans of the surface of the earth remain in natural evolution without any knowledge of higher laws and without experiencing superphysical life. That is, if terrestrial humans do not know these other realities inwardly, they remain on this average level of humanity. The cosmos then calls us, draws us in different ways, through its energies, through its hierarchies, through those beings, those consciousnesses, and its laws, laws which are much broader, much more comprehensive than the laws of a planet. The Earth as a planet is not yet what we call a sacred planet. A sacred planet is one which has already incorporated into itself some aspects of the consciousness of the sun, if it is a planet of the solar system. So a sacred planet is one which has incorporated aspects and attributes of the consciousness that governs it. In the case of the Earth, it is the sun. The sacred planet incorporates these energies, these aspects, these attributes, and radiates all these qualities around it.
No sistema solar, existem planetas sagrados.
In the solar system, there are sacred planets, and three of them are related to the qualities of the level of divine consciousness. And these three planets, which are especially imbued with a higher consciousness, are Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter.
E nós iremos procurar
and we are going to try to understand, as far as possible,
a nossa relação com esses
our relationship
sagrados,
with those sacred
possamos,
celestial bodies,
como
so that we can, as
sagrado,
inhabitants of a non-sacred
evoluir,
planet, evolve, and so that we do not have to be on the level
deste
of limited natural evolution
vocês
of this planet.
Conhecem a natureza,
we on this planet know nature,
natureza,
which is beautiful.
Mas, como não é planeta sagrado,
but since this is not a sacred planet, it has this nature which you can see with some things that are incomprehensible,
como, por exemplo, os reinos da natureza,
such as the kingdoms of nature that destroy themselves, kingdoms of nature that compete among themselves. You can see that one plant suffocates another. Animals eat other animals. Humans are envious of each other and kill one another.
Num planeta não sagrado,
so in a non-sacred
um
planet,
tipo de natureza,
there is a certain kind of nature.
Assim como existe em planetas
but just as there are sacred planets
os atributos,
that have
as qualidades
the attributes, that have the qualities
solar,
of the solar
existe
kingdom,
também uma supranatureza.
There is also a supranature.
Então existe o ser humano,
so there are human beings,
a supranatureza humana,
and there is also
então,
a human supranature. So this is a line
nós,
of evolution.
Estudos,
and during this cycle of studies, we are going to see if we can become
abrimos,
more familiar, if we can open ourselves, or if we can begin to aspire
melhor de consciência,
to a better level of consciousness,
mais amplo de consciência,
to a broader level of consciousness.
Então, nesse ciclo que irá até dezembro,
then during this series, which will run until December, we are going to try to cultivate our
um
disposition
interno,
for a contact that is more inward,
conseguir um
so that we can achieve a relationship with our levels which is deeper than this natural level of consciousness. And by doing so, we could come closer to the consciousness of certain lives, or we could come closer to certain situations which to a certain extent are premature here on earth, because the state of humans on the surface of the earth is a natural state in general. But with some work, with some effort, with some aspiration,
uma certa dose
and also with a certain surrendering
atual,
of our present state, with a certain amount of self-control
naturais,
of natural and material forces that still
corpos,
govern our bodies,
nós podemos, com trabalho bem consciente,
through conscious work,
podemos mudar de ponto.
We can change these
não
conditions.
Poderemos ser numa mesma encarnação,
we cannot, in the same incarnation, become a supra-human being. But we can enter this line of evolution
fora do tempo e do
and
espaço,
outside
outro
of time
ciclo,
and space during another
agora,
cycle beginning here and now,
já
we could already be doing our part so that a higher evolution
na terra,
could become established on earth. Or could come
mesmo
into being on earth, even though invisibly, because these things
interior,
begin to take place
interno,
inwardly within
quando
our inner being. When we
coisa,
aspire to something,
coisa real,
to something real, when we aspire
superior,
to a higher evolution, things begin to happen
nós,
within us. Answers begin to appear
nós,
within us.
E, portanto,
And therefore, to a certain extent, they remain incomprehensible, invisible at the beginning. During the stage in which we aspire to a higher evolution, during the stage in which we aspire to collaborate with humankind, helping it to change its state in ourselves, in our being, we have three stages. We go through three stages.
E é claro que a maioria
and evidently,
que faz esta opção
most of those who make this choice are in the first stage,
que é o estágio
which is
que é chamado
the stage
de
called
aniquilação do
annihilation
ego.
Of the ego.
O ego não
the
é uma
ego
coisa
is not
que se
something
possa conviver racionalmente,
that we can live with rationally or spiritually for a long time.
Esses pactos de paz que nós fazemos
these
com o ego
peace treaties that we make with our ego take place so that the bodies and our human nature should not get worn out in struggling with this nucleus, with this selfish
possuímos.
Nucleus that we all have.
Aqui, a certo momento,
here at a certain moment,
se descobre a vocação
when we realize that we have
superior,
a calling to a higher evolution,
que o ego é
we come to the conclusion that the ego is to be annihilated
ele,
and that we cannot comply with it. Otherwise, its reactions would be
de
endless.
Não é em todos os estágios da nossa evolução.
So it is not during all the stages of our evolution that we decide to annihilate the ego. Because we are not prepared for that. We are not ready for that.
Mas quando chega o momento
but
de nós
when
optarmos
the time comes for us to make
superior,
a choice for higher evolution and to choose
por esse serviço
this
supremo
supreme
aqui na terra,
service here on earth,
a necessidade
here,
da
we
aniquilação
do have to
do
annihilate the ego.
E as forças do nosso destino,
and to the forces of our destiny,
cósmicas,
the cosmic
as
forces,
forças superiores,
the higher forces,
se organizar para que a gente consiga
will become organized
o ego.
In such a way that we
precisa
can annihilate our egos.
O apoio
this has to be
de forças superiores,
backed up by higher forces.
Enquanto este
because
ego
while this ego becomes smaller,
ou este ego
or while this ego disappears,
ego
or while this ego
transmutado,
becomes transmuted,
que ao mesmo tempo, o eu interno
the inner self has to emerge at the same time. Because we cannot be deprived
um
of the ego,
fraco,
we cannot have a weak
ego,
que está destinado a an ego that is destined to disappear without
emergente.
Our inner self having emerged. So this idea of annihilating the ego has to be sustained
cósmicas,
by cosmic forces,
superiores,
by
do
higher
ser,
forces of the being,
ser,
coming from the being
universo,
itself and from the universe that comes to our aid.
Forças,
and these forces,
muito profundas em nós mesmos,
which are deep within us
muito profundas,
and very deep
no cosmos,
and invisible in the cosmos,
fazem,
these
sim,
forces
com que o nosso eu interno
enable our inner self to emerge
e vai, então, tomando o lugar deste
and
ego.
Thus to replace
cujo
this ego
destino e cujo desfecho da sua vida nós podemos entregar a essas mesmas forças.
We can surrender the destination and the termination of this ego to those very forces.
Vai emergindo,
and this inner self begins to emerge guided by those higher
cósmicas,
forces, by those cosmic forces.
Humana,
the human consciousness, we as consciousness begin to actualize this unification
então,
with our inner self. So the inner self is not the same for all, because it depends on how much support we have from our innermost nucleus to gradually become unified with it. And it also depends on the grace we can receive to become gradually united with this, our inner self.
O que é espiritual só pode ser contatado espiritualmente.
That which is spiritual can only be reached spiritually. Therefore, it is only spirituality that this process can take place. This process does not come about as a result of our human effort alone, or only as a result of our aspiration, or of all the assistance we may receive from our fellow human beings or from the place we live in. All these are not enough for that which is spiritual to emerge in us, for that which is spiritual to begin to take place in us. This can only occur spiritually, within spiritual laws. So when we talk about the cosmos, when we talk about our relationship with the cosmos, when we speak about the response we have to give to this cosmos, we are referring to the spiritual aspects of this topic. And we are not referring to that universe and that cosmos that we can see with telescopes, that we can see with electronic devices. That is not what we are referring to. Rather, we are referring to that which is invisible within those things. And these discoveries, these relationships, this union of ours, that can only take place intuitively and with spiritual vision, not with our intelligence or with our thinking or with our reasoning. Our thinking process, our reasoning, our human intelligence, all these are a help here on earth. All of these help our dealings with life on earth. But when it comes to a relationship with another level, to a relationship with this apparel of a supreme being, which is the universe, which is the cosmos, and we can relate to this because we are a part of this. We have the illusion that we are separated from it, but we are it, although not yet in our consciousness. So for us to begin these relationships, to begin these contacts, we need intuition. It is impossible for us to make a real contact with that which is not terrestrial, with that which is not human. It is impossible for us to make a real, true contact with this without intuition.
Do nosso ponto evolutivo.
We are talking about our state of evolution.
Do nosso
so it is
mundo
by means of intuition, it is by means of our intuitive world that we make these contacts. We can also have a vision of all this, but it is not a physical kind of vision. It is not a material kind of vision. Or the vision of the thinking mind. It is the spiritual vision. So intuition and spiritual vision are two ideas or two terms or two qualities. Spiritual intuition and vision that we should begin to incorporate, that we should begin to become familiar with. We should begin to seek these to the point that when our mind, when our reasoning, when our intelligence states something and proves something to us, when we have a proven conclusion
indiscutíveis
by facts that are not to be contested, which is something that happens here on earth, we really need to ask ourselves what our intuition has to say about this.
Mesmo aquilo que é comprovado,
because even something which has been proven here, even something which is an undeniable, concrete fact for the mind and the level of human consciousness, we would have to submit this to our intuition. Because in this stage of evolution, it is intuition that is going to give the final word concerning this. It is not reason or the concrete mind, it is not intelligence or experience. It is intuition.
De forma que, se nós estivermos abertos,
so if we are open to this
intuition,
if we are willing to allow intuition to act on us and develop in us, to let intuition show things to us, if we are open to this, then we begin to tread this path. We begin to enter this path in which we relate to this cosmos, we relate to this intangible universe, invisible and unknown, because we only know that which is concrete in space. But that which is concrete is just the apparel, is just the garment of what is within, and which is the true being or the real value.
O pensamento e o intelecto humano,
human thought and intellect,
penetrar isto,
although they may not penetrate this and know this directly, neither thought or intellect, although we cannot count on them for this contact and this vision,
o pensamento e o intelecto,
thought
podem ajudar,
and intellect can
podem
help.
Concordar com isso,
they can agree
e
with it
a colaborar,
and begin
e a facilitar.
To collaborate and
o
make it easier.
Começa a se tranquilizar,
thought begins to quiet down.
O intelecto começa
the intellect
a se abrir
begins
para um intelecto
to open
superior,
up to the higher intellect,
superior,
to a higher
e assim,
understanding,
nós ficamos
and in this way,
liberados de certas lutas,
we become freed from certain struggles on a fairly conscious level
estágios,
with these two stages, the stage of human
humanos.
Thought and the stage of human intellect.
O pensamento, quando amadurece,
when thought
compreende
matures,
perfeitamente que ele não pode penetrar mistério algum.
It understands perfectly that it cannot penetrate any mystery. Thought understands beforehand
escolher,
that it can only choose,
deduzir,
that it can deduce, that it can agree, disagree,
mas penetrar um mistério, ele não pode.
But it cannot penetrate
pensamento
mystery.
Humano não tem ingresso naquilo
human
que é
thought
desconhecido,
is not able to
é
get
misterioso.
Into what is unknown
o
and mysterious.
Para penetrar o que é desconhecido, para penetrar
in order to penetrate what is unknown,
ele precisa
in order to penetrate what is mysterious,
então,
human thought
é um
needs
nível
intuition.
Acima do nível do pensamento.
So intuition is a level above the level of thought.
Trabalhar, colaborando,
and if we want to work in collaboration
com tudo isto que nós chamamos de
with
cosmos,
all this that we call cosmos
que chamamos de universo,
and all this we call universe,
para nós começarmos os
for us to begin to take the first steps
convivência,
in this
nós
communality,
intuição.
We need
o pensamento
intuition.
Não basta.
Thought is not enough.
Nos trouxe até aqui.
Thought has brought us so far.
Pensamento
that is,
nos
thought
trouxe, pensamento
has brought us,
o pensamento
thought has agreed,
nos ajudou,
thought has helped us to reach a certain point. Thought developed an interest in the mystery. Thought became interested in the cosmos. Thought became interested in the unknown and came as close as it could to this idea. But then it sees that it was not enough. Then thought itself begins to turn to intuition and to attract intuition. And everything that was our sight, everything that was our vision, our way of understanding things, all this is also going to come to the conclusion that it knows nothing and that it does not see anything except what is palpable, what is concrete, what is material, what can be measured by human standards. Then this vision, this understanding, also gives way to this spiritual vision. And then intuition and spiritual vision begin to guide us. They begin to show us things. They begin to open the way for us to contact certain things. For us to reach this our intuitive level, and for us to begin to reach our spiritual vision so that they can respond, we have to be very patient. Patient with time itself in which we live mentally. You know that we have such a concrete mind, we have such a crude mind that we count time. Only a crude mind can invent time, because time does not exist. Only a crude mind can count years, can count centuries, can count hours. A mind has to be very concrete to be able to reduce all this, to confine eternity to figures and charts. So for us to begin to attain intuition, we have to be very patient with our mind, with our concrete mind. And we need to really have an awakened spiritual will, because for us to be patient with our concrete mind, for us to be patient enough to realize that our mind feels the years go by and not to attach any importance to this, because that really only exists within the mind itself. So for us to have this peace, we need spiritual will. Our spirit has to apply our will to this process. And then when the spirit, using its will, begins to clarify us in regard to the concrete mind, its deductions and reasoning, and begins to replace all this with intuitive reality and spiritual reality, we then begin to be able to serve the law of evolution better, because otherwise we would always keep on struggling and battling on a concrete level, on a level of material reality, where there are other laws that do not nourish anymore, that do not suffice anymore, that do not resolve the life's issues for those who are evolving, for those who are on the path. Faced with the cosmos, faced with the universe, faced with this intuition, and faced with this spiritual vision, we do not need to question anything, and we do not have to engage in any reflexão, reflection. Faced with this intuition and this spiritual vision, we have no need for any explanations whatsoever about anything. So we have this curiosity, we have this need to know the cosmos, because we are not yet intuitive, because our intuition is not yet open. Because as soon as our intuition begins to expand, as soon as our intuition begins to become present, the first thing that disappears in us, as if by magic, is curiosity. So curiosity belongs to those who are like very concrete bricks. So curiosity is the first thing that is dissolved when intuitive work begins, when intuition begins to descend, when intuition begins to become established in a being's consciousness. So it is a question of our finding this inner reality and this intuitive reality, and of not being curious about this intuitive reality, and of not being curious about what takes place in the cosmos, about what happens in the universe. Curiosity is the way by which we are kept under the illusion that we are looking upwards. But with curiosity, we are in fact burying our head in symbolic sands. That is where human curiosity takes us. So when intuition emerges, when intuition begins to appear, when intuition begins to expand, when it begins to appear in our consciousness and in our lives, that which we call curiosity disappears. We lose this enormous burden that makes so many suffer, because many want to know what is happening. Someone like this will have to wait a long time to know what it is about. So to carry out a task like that, we would have to shift our focus. We would have to shift our focus, and we would have to have this intuition and this spiritual vision as the basis, as the starting point. We would have to have this intuition and this spiritual vision as the goal of our present development.
Para isto poder ter início e efetivamente poder ir penetrando na nossa vida e na nossa consciência,
begin and penetrate our lives and our consciousness, we would have to very consciously seek a more elevated way of life and of being. So if we are not seeking a more elevated way of life, if we are not seeking a more elevated way of being, of becoming involved in things, this will is actually developed, this aspiration. They are confirmed. We insist on these points. But in reality, we do not get out of the stage we are in. To really move ahead of the stage we are in, we have to seek, not only aspire, but to seek, to try to do everything within our means, and counting on what is beyond our means to happen, so that we can begin to live a more elevated state. So if there is not a quest for a higher state of life, all that we are going to study until December will remain a theory. That is, it will become a preparation for us so that in a forthcoming future life, in a following stage of our evolution, we will be able to find it.
Essa ordem mais elevada é nós
this
estarmos
more elevated
decididos
state
irmos
is
além
when
do
we
nosso
are
intelecto.
Determined to go beyond
é nós
our intellect.
Com esta
when we
opção
have made
de não
this
permanecermos
choice
no nosso
to
nível
not
intelectual,
remain on our intellectual level,
mental atual,
on our present mental level,
de transcender
a decision
isto,
is needed to transcend this,
além disto, não?
To take steps beyond this, and really count on grace, really count on help,
cosmos,
help from the cosmos,
universo,
help from the universe, help from the hierarchies, from the entities,
monada,
help from our monad,
alma,
help from our soul,
com ajuda
and finally,
de toda esta
help from all these conditions of energy that are available for these evolutionary steps.
O estímulo para isso e a força para isso, a decisão para isso,
the
vem
stimulus
do nosso próprio
for this
interior.
To happen and the strength for
mente,
it, the decision for it, comes from our own inner self.
Dão o
one's mind, one's intellect
pedido.
Simply initiates
diante,
this request.
Começa a vir uma ajuda
from then
do
on,
nosso próprio interior.
Help starts to come
e
from our own
esse
inner
nosso
self.
Próprio interior
and our own inner self
os canais
chooses
dos quais
the
ele vai
channels
se manifestando
through
a
which
nós.
It will manifest itself to us.
Esta guiança interna,
many start
esta orientação
to receive
interna,
inner guidance, this inner orientation.
Através
they start to perceive this
níveis psíquicos,
through their own psychic levels,
através da própria intuição, da própria
or through their own
não?
Intuition or their
vão
own intelligence.
Isto por diferentes maneiras.
They start to perceive this in different ways.
Tranquilidade mental é princípio
mental
para que
tranquility
contatos
is a principle for these contacts to begin.
Este mundo interior, este mundo interno, esta
this
evolução
inner world,
superior,
this inward world,
para usar
this higher
os nossos
evolution,
canais psíquicos, para usar o nosso mecanismo natural, o nosso mecanismo humano, mental e psíquico, precisa
needs
de tranquilidade
mental tranquility
mental.
To use our psychic channels, to use our natural
então,
mechanism,
busca,
our human mental and psychic mechanism.
Precisa se tranquilizar,
the mind
mesmo porque
must be quiet. So in this quest, the mind needs to
é
be quiet. Moreover, because to reach a
isso
certain
é
point in this quest
ninguém.
Is everyone's
então,
destiny. This is not one person's privilege.
Que
so one's mind has to be quiet,
chega,
and at a certain point it will
chega.
Reach its objectives. At a certain point it will get
altura,
there.
And claro,
this certain
de cada
point evidently
depende
depends on each one of us.
Grau de decisão.
It also depends
depende
on the level of our determination.
Da nossa
it also depends on the clarity
depende
of our
de
choice.
Tão
depends on whether we are not divided as we usually are in everything
na
in life.
Vida, nós
in life we function
bíblica,
like the biblical
pé,
saying
duas
with our feet
você
in two canoes we have
pé à
one foot on
assim
the left and one foot on the right that is how we function and divided like that
isto que estamos buscando.
We do not attain what we are seeking
experienciar certas
we will get
etapas,
to experience certain stages
concluir.
But we
nada
will not complete
concluir,
anything
isto é,
we will not finish anything. That is,
ego,
we will not go beyond those levels
mentais,
of the ego, those mental levels, those
não,
emotional levels.
Não vamos conseguir penetrar
and we will not be able to penetrate what we call the nucleus
então,
of our consciousness.
Mental,
so
dizer,
mental tranquility means
sei muito
mentally,
bem
I know very well that all this is going
esta
to happen.
Tranquilidade mental.
This is mental tranquility. I have no doubt
isto vai acontecer.
That this is going to happen.
Seja qual for o corpo no qual eu estiver,
no matter what
seja
body
qual for
I may be in,
as vidas que eu tiver pela
no matter what
viver,
lives may be in store for me to live,
o destino do planeta,
what destiny
seja
the planet
qual
has,
for a solução
what
para os
solution
problemas da vida,
may come for the problems of life or the problems of lives, this is going to happen. We have to have
mental.
This mental tranquility.
Aconteça,
come what may,
Esteja eu no ponto em que estiver,
whatever
isto
point
vai
I might
acontecer.
Be in, this is going to
então,
happen.
A mente tem que estar tranquila.
Then one's mind has to be tranquil.
Assim é que nós começamos a perceber aquilo
that
que
is how
distante,
we begin to perceive that which is distant, that which is invisible, and that which is unknown. We
nós
do not have to have reached perfection.
Tranquila.
We have to have
assim
a tranquil mind.
A
this is how we begin
porque
to perceive it.
Se esta evolução cósmica
because
fosse esperar,
if this cosmic evolution were to wait for us to be perfect,
se desenvolver em nós,
in order for it to develop within
acontecer.
Us, it would never happen.
De forma que nós
so we need
estar com a mente tranquila.
To have a quiet mind.
Aí isto vai
then it will begin to emerge.
As verdadeiras intuições que começam a aparecer, que começam
true
a surgir,
intuitions
essas
that
intuições
begin to appear, that
não
begin
vão
to emerge,
se referir e não
such
vão tratar
intuitions
de nenhum
are not going
assunto
to refer
mundano.
To and are not going to
essas
deal
intuições
with
any worldly situation. A nenhum
those intuitions
episódio da nossa
will
vida
not relate
humana.
To any events of our human life.
Superior.
These do not exist
de
for higher evolution. Thus, if the mind is tranquil, that is, if the mind already knows that this is going to happen, then this begins to emerge.
Não são os assuntos mundanos, não são os problemas terrestres, não é nada do nosso aparato psicológico mental que vai ser resolvido aí.
Our earthly problems, things concerning our psychological or mental makeup are not going to be resolved. This is not part of the process. See, we are talking about our response to the cosmos, aren't we? We are not talking about life here on earth. That is fairly spiritualized. So worldly affairs, human affairs and our problems do not count here. And all this intuitive mechanism, all this spiritual vision will not be directed towards those problems. Therefore,
ao mesmo tempo que buscamos e que aspiramos a isso, nós teremos que, treinando e praticando o desapego.
Detachment.
O desapego por situações,
detachment from
o desapego
situations,
por coisas,
or detachment
por
from
pessoas,
things,
enfim,
or detachment from people.
Tudo
that is to say, detachment from everything
terreno, nos
that matters to us
então,
humanly and from an earthly viewpoint.
Do ponto de vista
so,
humano, do
from
ponto de
everything
vista terreno,
that matters to us from a human perspective, from a terrestrial
terreno,
point of view, and even from a terrestrial
desapegado.
Spiritual point of view, we have to detach ourselves. We have to detach ourselves from all this,
no nosso
because
ser,
in that way, we make
esse espaço,
room in ourselves.
Esse espaço vazio,
and without this space,
sem esse
this empty space,
desocupado,
without this
nós não podemos
vacant space,
começar a perceber,
we cannot
não
begin
podemos
to perceive,
a acolher
we cannot
este infinito,
receive
não podemos começar
this
a acolher
infinite. We cannot begin to
cósmica,
embrace this cosmic vibration, these cosmic qualities or this cosmic life.
Concreto,
this, on the
espaço,
concrete level, needs to have space. And
não é quando nós
this space
temos uma casa grande,
does not mean that we have
é
a big house or that we have a comfortable
não é
office.
Nós temos uma mente
it does not mean
larga,
that we have a broad mind
muito
or a highly
não, não.
Evolved
é
intellect. No, no. It comes when we have
nós,
opened up some
é
space within ourselves.
Limpamos,
it comes when we have cleaned and emptied our inner self of everything that was in there
estômago,
or the stomach
tem gente
because
que
some people
estômago,
love with their stomachs
intestino,
or with their intestines some people love with their
baixo,
intestines or with lower
coração,
organs or with their hearts
coração,
some people love with their hearts
cabeça.
Some people love
isto
with their heads all these have to be emptied
isto tudo tem que estar vazio.
All these have to become
isto é uma outra
empty
evolução.
Because
isto
this
é um
is a different
contato.
Evolution.
Isto não é uma vida
this is
que
not
possa
a life
com uma vida
that
toda
can be reconciled with a totally busy life, with a life that is completely engrossed, with a life cluttered with things that have no value for a higher evolution.
Se nós não estamos vazios,
see, if we are not
nós
empty,
podemos compreender com a nossa mente que a alma existe.
With our minds, we can understand that the soul exists. Who cannot understand that the soul exists? Today, only those who don't want to cannot understand. Those who are hard-headed,
existe, né?
But the ones who are not like this wood do realize that the soul exists,
existe.
Don't they? Even if they do not perceive
Mas,
it, even if they do not have the experience, they do know that the soul exists. But although we know that the soul exists, we know very well that this is not enough for us. It is not enough to know that it exists. Because if we only know that it exists, we are not going to change anything with that. If we do not know the laws of the soul, we may change some things very superficially. But to make room for the soul to be present, that is something different. So we have to transcend this point of just knowing that the soul exists. And we have to transcend the point of knowing that the higher self is there in our innermost being. We have to transcend this point. And we need to really open up some space for these realities to begin to happen, for these realities to begin to emerge, to operate in us, because only then we will begin to resolve this deadlock where we are in this human evolution, which at a certain point is a real deadlock. It is a deadlock that has already been very well defined. The deadlock is something like this. I do not do the good that I want, and I do the evil that I do not want to. Because if we pay attention, and if we observe carefully what we do, we are doing everything that we don't want to, and we are not doing what we want. So this is a deadlock. This is the present stage of humanity. The ones who are at this stage are no worse or no better than others. This is the stage of present-day humanity, of the best of present-day humanity. So at this point, we really have to open up to this intuition, to open up to this spiritual vision. We should be really willing to allow this intuitive level, which is a level of consciousness above the mental one, to begin to reveal itself, to begin to express itself, to begin to surface and to guide us. So the discovery of the cosmos, the discovery of the distant worlds, of the stars, of the constellations, of the sacred planets, of higher evolutions, of higher superphysical civilizations, all this is not the result of any analysis. It is not the result of any material experience we have had on this earth within our material bodies. It is the outcome of the descent of energy from that intuitive level, because that intuitive energy enables us to be in the presence of these things. This is very mysterious for those who are only mental.
Você sabe que não chega.
We know that with our
Mas
minds,
com intuição,
we cannot
você
get there.
Chega.
But through intuition,
mesmo
we can attain
um
this. Even if we are in a physical body,
lida com a sua
intuition
parte que chega
deals
lá.
With that part of us which can attain
lida
this.
Com aquele
intuition
grau
deals
da sua consciência
with that level of our consciousness
perfeitamente
that can
estar
perfectly
a uma certa altura
be at a certain point
de Sirius.
In the consciousness
a sua
of Sirius.
Pode levar
our intuition
uma parte da
can
sua
take part of our consciousness,
aquela parte mais pura,
that
aquela
part
parte
which
mais
is the purest, that part which is the most detached, to be mysteriously and unexpectedly within the consciousness
poder.
Of Venus. Intuition has this power. Intuition can do this.
antecipa
intuition
uma realidade
anticipates
que está além
a reality
da sua
that is beyond
atual
our
de perceber
present
a realidade.
Capacity to
é
perceive reality.
A intuition
é muito is very important.
A visão espiritual.
And spiritual vision is very important.
Aquilo que nós chamamos de segredos do cosmos,
what we call secrets of the cosmos,
de realidades do universo,
and what we call realities
of
the universe,
a nós através do nosso pensamento.
Do not reveal themselves to us through our thoughts.
De nenhuma elucubração,
they do not reveal themselves to us through any working of the mind,
nossa, de inteligência,
or through any capacity of our intelligence, smartness, or skill.
Todas essas
they go beyond all these faculties.
De uma maneira muito simples,
they come in a very simple way.
Inconcebível para
they
a mente,
come in a way
da intuição.
That cannot be conceived by one's mind, but they come through intuition.
Mercúrio,
intuition brings
Vênus,
us the reality of Mercury,
Júpiter,
the reality of Venus, the reality of Jupiter. It brings to us the
claro,
reality of sacred planets.
O grau de expansão
according
desse nível intuitivo,
to the degree of expansion of this intuitive level,
que o ser
according
tem
to our
de se tornar intuitivo,
willingness
de
to become intuitive,
intuitivo,
to seek this intuitive level,
de se purificar,
and
de
naturally
se tranquilizar,
to purify ourselves, to become tranquil,
ser tranquilo,
because only the
é
being who is tranquil can perceive the projection of these realities that are on other levels of consciousness,
aqui.
But which can
então
be projected here.
So
we do not have to disincarnate to go to higher levels of consciousness in order to make the contacts with the cosmos that we are presently needing. We need this contact because we need certain contact to get out of this bog of life on earth, to help this non-sacred planet to become more elevated, this non-sacred planet to find another light, to begin to receive these qualities, these attributes of the governor of this system. We have all had a solar origin, thus we are not dealing with anything strange to us. Our origin is solar. None of us was born on Earth.
Como pensa o nosso lado terrestre.
As our terrestrial dimension would have us believe, none of us came into being here.
Esta nossa origem está neste momento cíclico.
So during this cyclic planetary moment of humankind, our origin will be quite highlighted if these steps are taken. So we are going to begin this series.
Vamos com a mente bem tranquila,
and with a very tranquil mind, I wouldn't say that we are going to wait for these things to happen, but with a tranquil mind, we are going to become quietened. This is what we propose.